Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Well, if you paid attention to any form of media in the last few days, you've probably heard or the story of or seen the amazing Aisha Champs, who joins us now. You have become a rock star.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're great. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. This is the single mom, graduated from law school, and a big celebration. You had your five kids right by your side. How emotional was that?
Oh, goodness. It's kind of indescribable. It was very emotional, but altogether worth it.
Tell everybody a little bit about your story before you went into law school. What was your life like?
It was very different. Growing up, we were placed into CPS, Children Protective Services, because both of my parents were, we lived in a drug-fueled environment. So we were taken from our parents. We were placed in foster care in Beaumont, Texas. And then we were adopted by our maternal uncle. After that, things kind of, didn't work out with him and his family, and we ended up back with our parents, well, with our mom. And due to the fact that she was still, addicted to drugs, we really had no guidance, and I ended up being homeless for a while, and eventually I dropped out of school. So, I'd always aspired to be a lawyer, but I knew once I dropped out of school that probably would never happen.
Well, I want people to understand this. You dropped out of school. You had no guidance specifically to help you have a normal life as a kid. You're about to enter adulthood. I don't know if you could even see the white lines you probably should have stayed between on the road at that point, whether you're a really good person or not.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I think I just had to grow up really early. I think I just had to adapt to the environment that I was around, which I think I ended up getting comfortable in that environment. And I think that's what really kind of, besides the fact that I didn't really have anyone pushing me, hey, you need to go to school, you need to do this, the environment around me, I'd gotten too comfortable with it. And, I eventually dropped out and I had my first child at 19. So growing up was very, I was on a thin line growing up.
I mean, it was tough.
I'm thankful to God for being here.
And Aisha, you said since you wanted to be a lawyer since you were 7 years old, and what was the catalyst? When, at what point, and it was about 10 years ago, did you say, you know what, this is it, I'm going back to school?
So in 2007, I started attending this church called Ministers for Christ Christian Center under the leadership of Bishop Richard and Pastor Holman. And they, they welcomed me with open arms. And there was something about this particular church, these particular people, that just kind of grew me to them. And I've been going there for about 2 years, and then 2009 came. And there was every single month, there was a tragedy that I had to overcome in 2009. January, we found out I had four children at this time, and the father of two of them, which is the one that I ended up finding out that I was pregnant. In January, we found out that he had cancer. February, my house burnt down. March, I lost my job, found out I was pregnant with my fourth child and me and his second child, and so on and so on. And then he eventually died that same year while I was 7 months pregnant. During that time, my bishop and my pastor, they were there, and she called me prior to him dying, and she said, God told me to tell you that you need to go back to school to get your GED, because that lawyer that you want to be, you're going to be it. And I just kind of chuckled, because I said, I have way too many kids, I'm way too old, and then I'm going through all of this. There's no way I'm going back to school to get it. Like, being a lawyer was the furthest thing from my mind. So, despite me going through all of that, I was like, you know what? There has to be some type of relief on the other side. So therefore, I was obedient, and I went back to get my GED in the midst of all of that. And when I found out I got it, she said, okay, now you have to enroll in college because you're on your way. And I think that was the catalyst that eventually led me here down this road.
And you know what? I mean, I believe in the power of prayer, and I'm in church most Sundays, as I often say, because I am. But I got to believe when God saw the to-do list on you, Aisha, God went, whoa, I got to take some time on this one.
Yes, And I tell everyone that when I was growing up as a little girl, there's no way I saw this. Where I am now in life, there's no way I saw this. I really thought that the environment that I lived in, that my circumstances were, I thought that that was life for me. So I know that God said, you know, she has no idea what I'm going to do for her, but I'm going to do it so that I can get the glory and so that people will understand that your circumstances does not have to define you. I'm bigger than all of that, and I'm really grateful for it. I'm really, really grateful for that.
And Aisha, your kid stepped up, too. This is a cute story, too. Tell everyone how they helped you study.
Oh, goodness. So, I mean, it was really tough, and there were times when I would cry. I would cry like a little baby in my closet. And my daughter, she was 3 at the time, she would come in and she like, what's wrong? Why are you crying, Mommy? And do you miss your daddy? Because she knows that my dad and my mom passed away. And I was like, wow. Oh, I'm stressed out. And she's like, don't worry. You know, sometimes she would get on her knees and like, can I watch you pray? But my oldest son, he was 12 at the time, and he would, you know, kind of, if they knew they couldn't find Mom, they knew she was in the closet crying or praying. And so he would gather all of them together when he heard me crying, or when he saw the light off, but he saw the closet light on, he's like, okay, she must be studying. He would get the kids, he would give them snacks, he would take them to play, he would take them to read, he would even cook food for them. Like, he would boil, it's so funny, he would boil eggs or, you know, cook hot dogs or something. So
what a good little man.
He was amazing. And as he grew older, he would iron their school clothes. And when I came out of the closet from having my little pity party, everything was done. The house was clean. And, I mean, he was amazing. And they would sit as mock jurors for me, even though they had no idea what I was talking about. But I would just reiterate to them what I learned in class that day. And they would just sit there like, okay, Mom, this is just, we don't even understand. But they helped out a lot. They would flashcard me, quiz me, and everything. They were really, really helpful.
Now, he's how old now? He's 14?
He's 14 now. He's in the ninth grade.
Has he expressed any interest in studying the law?
So he did. He said, I asked him, I always ask them, I have them write their goals down. And I said, well, David, I see you changed your goal from becoming a lawyer to wanting to be an entrepreneur. Why? And he said, I did want to be a lawyer, but all you do is read. Like, you don't even have time to do anything like that.
That's awesome.
He goes, look, I'm not a fool. I see what's going on.
He said, you had a person in like 3 days, Mom. And I was just like, David, don't tell anyone.
David, Davian, Cassidy, Caleb, Imani, and David Jr., by the way, as David Kaplan just said, is now 14 years old, the little man of the house. Aisha, you are a walking, talking miracle. And God bless you and all the people in your lives that have supported you. I said David Kaplan. I meant David in it.
Thank you.
But all the people that have supported you, all the people that have helped you get here, they're all important. But it couldn't have been done without you believing in yourself. You're obviously an incredibly bright woman. And it's such an inspirational story to know that no matter how difficult your circumstances are, you can do it if you want to.
Yes. All you have to do is put one foot forward and do it. You may fall along the line. Yeah, you may. You just have to get back up and keep going. That's it.
Anything else, Kaplan?
Well, what are your post-graduation plans now?
So after graduation, we do have to sit and we have to go through 2.5 rigorous months of studying for the bar exam. So I do have to do that. Where we'll be studying like maybe 12 to 16 hours a day. I'm going to sit for the Texas bar exam in July. And then after that, I'm hoping and praying to God that I will get an amazing job offer. I can advocate for about, you know, 10, 15 years and eventually become a federal judge.
You know what? I have no doubt that that's going to happen. There's nobody that can stop you. And your kids sound absolutely amazing in that circle in your church and everything else. And I think you may have an entrepreneurial invention already, what I like to call the Aisha crying closet.
Yeah.
Where when she's stressed out, she just goes in the closet and lets it go for a few minutes.
That's it. That's it. Thank you so much.
You have built-in campaign workers, too.
Absolutely.
For when you run
Are
for
you
judge.
Kidding? Absolutely. Those guys, who's going to stop those guys? Aisha Champs, I wish you nothing but the best. From Houston, Texas to Chicago and back, keep in touch, will you?
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you all so very much.